Welcome to Get Sleepy, where we listen, we relax, and we get sleepy. I'm Tom, and it's my honour to be your host. Thanks for tuning in. Tonight, Nikki will be guiding us as we journey through a wooded valley on the edge of Bodmin Moor in the north of Cornwall in England. This is a special valley where not everything is as it seems. First though, let me tell you about our sponsor, Apollo Neuro. I have one of the Apollo wearable devices, and I love using it as a great means for winding down of an evening in particular. I'll usually put my Apollo on while I'm watching TV or reading a book. It just gives you that extra nudge you need to really relax. You can wear it on your wrist or ankle, and it pairs with their stunning smartphone app, allowing you to select which mode you want to use at any given time and the intensity of the vibrations. Over time, the Apollo wearable will help you cope better with stress and recover and rebalance more quickly. And especially if you use the sleep setting, it will help you drift off quicker and stay asleep through the night. And right now, you can get an amazing $40 off the Apollo wearable simply for being a Get Sleepy listener. Just go to apolloneuro.com/getsleepy. That's APOLLONEURO, apolloneuro.com/getsleepy for $40 off. If you'd like to listen to Get Sleepy completely ad-free, why not try Get Sleepy Premium? As well as zero ads, you'll have access to our entire library in full. Tomorrow will be our 424th episode overall, and roughly half of that is only available to premium subscribers. Every single Thursday, we release an exclusive bonus episode for our supporters. I'll be reading tomorrow's, a history-based story about the legendary Indian musician Tansen. We've got a great team over here of narrators, writers, editors, and producers, and we all aim to make the best sleep content we possibly can. And the best way to experience it is on Get Sleepy Premium. So if you're enjoying the show, it would mean the world if you give it a try. You'll have a 7-day free trial when you sign up. Just go to getsleepy.com/support or follow the link in the show notes to find out more. Thank you so much. Now then, get yourself comfortable and cozy, making sure you're pleasantly warm under your covers. And take a deep breath in, letting the air flow into the lungs and gently back out, finding a rhythm that's comfortable for you. As you lay in bed, thoughts might pop into your head, but it doesn't matter. You don't need to deal with any of them right now. There's nothing to problem solve. Just let your thoughts float away, drifting further and further, like clouds in the sky. Nothing need hang around for long or burden you as you settle down. Each breath can send another thought or a fragment of any disruptive inner chatter up into the sky with the other clouds. You can feel your head becoming clearer and quieter as they drift away. Now, we're ready to set off on our magical afternoon walk through the beautiful countryside of North Cornwall. There are a few wispy clouds overhead here, too. As you step out of the cottage door, you feel the warm glow of the early autumn sun on your face.
You take a deep breath, thirsty for the fresh, crisp Cornish air. Today is your first day exploring the beautiful countryside surrounding the cozy cottage that you have rented for the week. It is nestled in a small wooded valley on the edge of Bodmin Moor. It's your first visit to the area. Yesterday, the neighbour from the wisteria-clad cottage across the lane paid you a visit and spoke of the wonderful walking routes in the area. One in particular caught your attention. Over a glass of elderflower cordial, she told you of a path which wound through a small woodland sitting deep in the valley, just downhill from the heather and gorse of the moorland. Local legends, she explained, spoke of this wood being a place abundant with beautiful flora and mysterious creatures. In the old tales, these creatures were called pixies. And if you should find a clearing with a rope swing, she said, you might stumble upon them. And even if you didn't, she told you with a gentle smile, that just sitting there a little while would help soothe your soul. Keen to explore this new area, you set out to find this route through the woods. As you step through the gate, onto the earthen track that runs past your garden, you feel that the ground beneath your feet is still dry from the summer's heat. It is early autumn now, but the sun is still shining, and the day is comfortable and pleasant. The late afternoon sun warms your face as you contemplate which way to turn. Looking down the path, you can see a row of traditional terraced stone cottages. They share a crooked fence, which is overgrown in places with lush green ivy. Beyond the cottages, you can see the roof of the local cafe. You can hear an occasional squeak as the weather vane which sits atop it sways ever so slightly in the gentle breeze. Looking up the path, you can see the purples and faded greens of the moorland in the distance. You've heard that the area is littered with archaeological cairns and roundhouses dating as far back as the Neolithic era. Perhaps you won't walk that far today, but you're curious to see what lies between your cottage and the hills of the moors. You walk up the dirt path. The track is bordered on both sides by a tall, dry stone wall. Delicate green ferns erupt from every available space between the stones. A carpet of soft, spongy moss has been slowly creeping over the walls. In some places, you can see that it has entirely consumed the grey, rough-hewn stones, stabilizing the wall. Birds chirp melodically overhead. You can't see them, but you feel as though they are flitting from tree to tree, following you up the track. Perhaps they are curious to see where your afternoon stroll will take you. Following the path, you come to the edge of a small wood. Stepping into the shade of the trees, you can smell the damp earth, which is sweet on the warm autumn breeze. Dappled light breaks through the canopy. It illuminates the winding path ahead. As you follow the woodland trail deeper into the valley, you take time to appreciate the foliage which blankets the floor. Ferns are unfurling between long, billowing grasses and forest flowers, and large, gnarled roots break free of the ground here and there, harbouring small creatures beneath them. The occasional rustling of animals bustling about the forest floor catches your attention from time to time. You are never quite quick enough to catch a glimpse of them. It's not long before you notice the sound of running water nearby. You continue down the path as it winds through the trees. To your right, a slowly trickling stream flows out from beneath an old, overgrown bridge. The overgrowth is so thick that it is no longer possible to cross the small bridge. It looks as though it has not been used in many years. You take a moment and look up to the canopy of the old trees, wondering if their leaves have begun to yellow yet. You can see they have not. They are still a vibrant palette of greens, some light and some dark. A squirrel catches your attention from one of the branches above. Its face is round and full with the early autumn harvest it is intending to secret away. It peers down at you curiously. It does not linger too long, though it seems quite content to observe you for a short while. But then, with a flick of its tail, it dashes off through the branches of the trees. Autumn will soon be in abundance, and it still has work to do before then. Bringing your attention back to the forest floor, you observe the path and meander past its soft borders following the water. The trickling of water gliding over the rocky stream bed is pleasant. Occasionally, it tempts you to stop and stand for a while, observing the gentle flow of the long grasses which have become caught in the stream. Your neighbour was right. You haven't been walking long, but already you can feel the effort of the last few days of travelling drift away. In its place is a sense of excitement and wonder at the opportunities to adventure through this new landscape and its secretive valleys. turning back to the path. You follow the stream once more. It leads you to a clearing where a large old willow tree sits. This must be the clearing your neighbor mentioned. You have found it at last. The grass here is vibrant with the delicate colors of wildflowers. They are reaching up towards the sun, which pours warmth and light into the open space. The willow tree at the center offers shade, and as the hanging leaves sway with the gentle breeze, you notice a swing hanging from one of the thick branches. Curiously, you walk towards it. You sweep aside the leaves and step into the comfort of the canopy. You feel that there is something different about the air in here. Something magical. Perhaps it is the fragrant autumn scents which are swirling about you. The swing creaks quietly, capturing your attention. The ropes holding the swing up have been decorated with trailing ivy. And the seat, which is made from wood, has been carved with beautiful floral designs. You trace your hands over the carvings and wonder, who has crafted such a beautiful thing out here in the wild? You are not in a hurry. You have all the time you want. So you take a seat. All around, you can hear the soft rustling of the willow leaves as they brush past one another. Above you, a fluttering of birds going about their day draws your eyes upwards. Their song dances through the air, filling the secluded canopy with their cheerful melody. They are not disturbed by your presence. You catch an occasional glimpse of the yellows, blues, and reds of their feathers as they flit from branch to branch, bickering, chirping, and singing. Beyond the willow leaves, you can hear the faint babbling of the stream as it continues on its journey. Slowly, you begin to swing back and forth on the seat, enjoying this wonderful autumn afternoon. As you rock back and forth on the swing, the warm air fills your senses. A deep feeling of relaxation washes over you, and your eyelids become heavy. Just for a few seconds, you let your eyes close and inhale the sweet air. There is no one around. You are safe and peaceful in this special place. The tall grasses at your feet tickle your skin. You stay here for a few moments, swaying gently on the swing. You have all the time you need to just relax. You remember that your neighbor had mentioned that wondrous creatures lived here. You could well believe it. There really is something so magical about this clearing in the woods, just on the edge of Bodmin Moor. You take a long, deep breath, readying yourself to open your eyes. A wave of warm air washes over you once more. It swirls around the clearing, carrying a harmonious melody as it moves. Curiously, you slowly open your eyes. The willow canopy billows, and as it does, you catch a glimpse of the world beyond. Something is not as you remember it. You walk towards the edge of the willow and brush aside the leaves. To your amazement, the glade before you begins to transform. Where once the sky was blue, it is now the pastel pinks and oranges of the sunset on a clear day. The trees, which were once green, are now vibrant and luminous, their canopies lit with glowing speckles of light. Ferns begin to sprout from the woodland floor, uncurling their leaves before you, as the willow tree you are standing beneath seems to let out a deep, satisfying sigh as it stretches out its long arms. You walk out from beneath its canopy, stepping into the dusky light of the pastel sky. From the border of the clearing, you notice something shuffling. You take a step towards it, wondering what animal this could be. Almost instantly, two unfamiliar creatures, like the kind you've heard of in fairy tales, bustle out from the overgrowth and hurry towards you eagerly. You suspect these might be the pixies that old local tales speak of. Before choosing to visit this area, you had read of magical happenings. You had given them little notice. Despite this being your first encounter with such beings, you feel only a childish delight. The winged creatures stop just a little way in front of you and timidly step closer. You crouch down and reach out your hand softly so as not to scare them. Accepting your invitation to become acquainted with you, the pixies peer into your palm as if to check whether you might be offering them something. Their dark blue skin glistens under the pale light, and their pointed ears seem much too large for their bodies. While their frames are dainty, you can feel a sturdiness about them as they begin to clamber over your hand. Much like the ferns in the valley, large tendril-like wings unfurl from their backs as they flutter upwards to hover before you. Turning, they point in unison towards the woodland path you took to get here. You feel as though they are inviting you in, as though they are keen to share their world with you. Tentatively, you look back at the willow tree and silently thank it for the shelter and peace it provided you. You feel ready to follow your new companions into the cover of the trees and see what awaits you inside. You allow yourself a moment to take a slow, steady breath. You notice that the fragrance from earlier is now a bit stronger. The damp, earthen smell seems more powerful. So much so that you visualize a mossy green haze weaving in and out of the trees. Speckles of pink light break through the canopy, offering only narrow beams of illumination. As if on cue, tiny dots of warm yellow light begin to spring to life everywhere you turn. They are slow to appear at first. There's one sparkle of light high up in the branches of the trees. Then another, dancing gracefully over the stream. Before long, they begin to glitter into being more quickly, until the woodland before you is alight with their glimmering. It is only now that you begin to notice that all about you, many more of the curious creatures you believe to be pixies are slowly going about their day. Some are carrying plump red berries in their arms, while others are tending to the forest plants. They occasionally glance up at you, but you get the feeling you are not the first human they've seen. Perhaps your neighbour has been this way before. The old trees are sitting just as you remember them. The only difference is that now, each has a small painted door at its base, and windows that are carved into the trunks, some of them reaching the very top of the tree. You're tempted to peer into one of these tree houses. The rooms within are lit with flickering lights, but your new friends draw your attention to the stream. You slowly make your way to a soft patch of grass and sit with the two pixies, who are happy to have this opportunity to show you their home. You see that the water is glowing with pale blue luminosity. Gently, you reach your hand out into the cool, soothing water. The luminescence moves through your fingers at first, but quickly, you notice that it is becoming more concentrated around your hand, as if inspecting it. You remove your hand and look upstream. All along the banks, you can see a carpet of light green moss, and from it, colourful mushrooms emerge before your eyes. Some are pink, some are purple, and others are blue. They are much larger than the mushrooms you're familiar with. You can see small groups of pixies gathering beneath them to share berries. Occasionally they look at you, but with a slight bow of their head, they return to their conversations and merriments. Unaware of how much time has passed since you first set out on your walk, you peer back up the track you first came down. Your guides must have noticed this, as they quickly scurry to their feet and begin to set off up the path. As before, you follow them. As you walk deeper, back towards the cottage, the pastel pink sky you sometimes glimpse above the canopy slowly becomes a sapphire blue. Stars illuminate the way ahead, and even through the dense arching branches of the trees, you can see their brilliant light shining brightly. Nearby, a flurry of sound catches your attention, and you see a roe deer springing from the trees. She watches you as she grazes. Perhaps she is wondering what you are doing, or where your guides are leading you. She is by no means disturbed by your presence. Like everything else here, she welcomes it. You are a part of this new world, just as much as the older residents. You come to the bridge which you passed by earlier today, where the squirrel sat for a moment and watched you. It is still overgrown. Only now, more of the magical creatures are guiding some of the wildlife across it to the other side of the stream. You see a tiny field mouse scurrying over it, and a brightly coloured caterpillar shuffling its way across. You smile. You are nearing the edge of the woodland, and are now not too far from the cottage. You turn to look behind you, finding a moment just to stand and be fully present in the landscape you have journeyed through today. The glowing speckles of light begin to dim, and as they do, you begin to feel completely relaxed. Ready to sleep and dream of all that you have seen. Your two guides wait for you at the tree line. You know that as you step out onto that familiar dirt path, leading you down to the hodgepodge of cottages you call home for the week, all will return to the way it once was. "Thank you," you whisper to your new friends. With a low bow, they retreat back into the trees. Your neighbour was right. You know you will go to bed tonight, feeling that all of the tension of the last few days has melted away. You are ready for a long, deep sleep. The walk back to the cottage is short, and the night air is cooling after the heat of the day. Further down the lane, you can see the glow of lights. Only these lights are those of your neighbours. You come to the garden gate and push it open. Tomorrow, you must remember to pay the lady across the path a visit and find out what your next adventure might be. But for now, you settle down into bed. Your head sinks deep into the pillow. A cool breeze gently stirs your curtains as it flows into the room and caresses your cheek. Tonight, you will sleep well.